Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Over the weekend in Las Vegas, an emotional and wild win on the track. What a day it was for a hometown hero. It was a victory by Kurt Busch, pushing him into the NASCAR playoffs. And he joins us this morning on the show. Kurt, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Congrats on the big win and a wild race and a wild finish. How was it to win at your hometown track?
It's huge. I mean, I'm still buzzing. I can't quite get caught up on texts for some reason. There's just so much love, and you know, the reason for it all is the hometown group that helped me with sponsors, you know, their volunteer crew members, and also the 20 years of defeat at that racetrack. That's what made this win so special. It didn't even digest or comprehend to me afterwards that it helped us advance in the playoffs. I was just so happy that I accomplished and conquered my hometown track in Las Vegas.
It's so cool. It's a crazy stat to think you had started there 21 times at the Cup Series and never gotten a win. And you grew up watching that track be built right in the shadows of your hometown. It's got to be kind of a crazy experience to think back to being a kid and watching the track get built and then finally being in the winner's circle.
Well, it just kind of dawned on me after you said 21 times, that's the magic number in blackjack. So the cards finally unfolded for
yeah.
me, where I get eights in that king to stare at with a huge set of chips sitting on the table. So, what a race. I mean, for us in our Monster Energy Chevy to put ourselves in that position, it came to us late in the race once nightfall came. You know, tracks are real slick in the daytime, especially when it's 95 degrees out in Vegas. And then once nightfall came around, the track cooled off. Our car kept continuing to get better and better. And our long run speed put us in position for the right yellow to come out at the right time, then to jump ahead of all the other leaders, because we could pit when it was under yellow conditions, where everybody else had to pit under green conditions.
Kurt Busch joins us after the emotional win in Vegas last weekend here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, you mentioned it was kind of bittersweet because you did it in your hometown track, but there were no fans. Talking to all the drivers over the course of this summer and now into the fall, feels like that's kind of a common feeling, that it's been great, but without the fans there, it's been a little bit disorienting. How was it, or how has it been really, to race without fans for so much of the season?
It's been pretty difficult. The first race back was almost surreal. Felt like we were all on an island or all out on the salt flats looking around and nobody was there. And the energy and just the whole pre-race atmosphere was silent and dead as far as just that feel. And then, yes, some of the tracks, they've allowed some fans to come in. I think Daytona for the cutoff race to get into the playoffs, we had 25,000 people, and that you could finally feel that energy. And then Bristol, short track in Tennessee, they allowed about 30,000 people in. And so that little bit, it just now electrifies the place. And so it's so great to have them starting to sprinkle back in. But then Vegas, you know, the state of Nevada said no the week of, and it was crushing. It was crushing to me. I know a lot of friends in the entertainment industry in Vegas. Even like the Maverick Helicopters agency there, they're friends of mine. They're like, our sales have been killed this year with no live events.
And Yeah, Vegas is such the place for live events. Everybody wants the show or the event, the sporting event, the show, the comedy, the music, the club. So it's got to be such a weird kind of like ghost village, if you will, compared to what Vegas normally is. Kurt Busch joins us this morning here on the show. So in addition to this being an emotional win for you and your hometown, I mean, it's also a huge playoff win. It pushes you into the round of eight. I'm wondering, what's the attitude, the mentality like as you make your way through the playoff structure, considering there's been so much tinkering with it over the years with NASCAR?
Yeah, that's the icing on the cake, you know, winning at my hometown and winning the first race in this round. We now have like this open air feeling around our team, and then we'll get back to work, you know, with Kansas and Texas. And the reason why I say it that way is because those are mile and a half race tracks coming up, and we've been very strong at the mile and a half at Chip Ganassi Racing with good consistency, good points. We won Vegas, we won Kentucky. And so these next two races were the wild cards in this round of Talladega and Roval. And so it's the system. You know, you have to absorb it, you have to adopt it, you have to do whatever it takes to work around what NASCAR has put in place on which tracks they chose to put into these rounds, as well as your strong suits versus other teams' strong suits. And it's all about working through the rounds to get to Phoenix, the championship race. And so with this win in Vegas, it puts us in the round of the Elite Eight. And that was our goal at the beginning of the year, to make sure we get to that round. And then you go all in with a win, hopefully at Kansas or Texas, because we know Martinsville is not a very good track for us statistically at Chip Ganassi Racing. So all in all, we're sitting in a good spot.
It's great. It's a great way to be sitting, as you said. Finally, you made a lot of news this week by saying that it's about 50-50 at 42 years old. Will you come back and race again next year? What will be the factors that you weigh over the course of this offseason?
You know, I feel like the things that I've done in NASCAR and the checklist items that I've been able to accomplish are almost complete, you know, but there's still something out there, and I have great sponsors with Monster Energy and Chevrolet right now. With Chip Ganassi, it's a lot of fun to race for a guy like him, where he's no BS and he demands performance. That's who I am. I love that. And, you know, there's a new kid coming in at Ganassi next year. His name's Ross Chastain. He reminds me a lot of myself, and there's a lot of old guy wisdom that I have that I can help get to that young kid. So we'll see. I like the next-gen car that I'm seeing on the horizon for NASCAR. I like the schedule with all these road courses that have popped up next year. My wife, she loves to go to the races, but right now hasn't been able to, and nobody's been able to. And that all of this, COVID, the sponsorships, the TV side of it, we'll see how it all weighs in. I don't know if one thing that's more important than the next, other than just happiness with my family.
Well, congratulations on such a cool win last weekend. You guys set up for the round of eight, and next up for NASCAR is this upcoming weekend, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, NBC Sports. Talladega is next up for NASCAR in the playoff chase. Kurt Busch, our guest here this morning on the show. Kurt, congratulations on the win last weekend, and thanks so much for the time this morning.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it. Kurt Busch joining us this morning on the show. Very cool story.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.